Good morning, church. You know, we all have circumstances in our lives. I was thinking about that. Circumstances mean nothing to God. They mean everything to us, whether they're positive or negative, but they mean nothing to God. So, here we are now. We're ready to praise and worship God this morning. What are you going to do with your circumstances? Set them aside for a moment, press in toward God, or let them rule your life. It's your choice. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here, that we have the ability to come straight to your throne room, to worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Father, as we're going to lift up our voices, we're going to make a joyful noise, we're giving you praise and worship. We just thank you for meeting us here once again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Saints of God are met. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With this manna he has feed and supplies our every need. Oh, tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitudes, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and disciples come to land, thus obeying Christ's command, for the Master called to them, oh come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire, thus it satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. The hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble be. Oh, to be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. Fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Everybody ought to know, Jesus is. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know.
Amen.
There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Sin and strife, discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Of His grace, resting 'neath His sheltering wing, always looking on His smiling face. That is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Sometimes He leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see His footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with Him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
find that in Psalm 8:1.
David danced before the Lord, he danced with all his might. His heart was filled with holy joy, his spirit was so light. Michael through the window looked to criticize the star. She didn't know that David had a dancing heart. Oh, the Holy Ghost will set your heart a-dancing. The Holy Ghost will thrill you through and through. The Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing and set your heart a-dancing too. David danced before the Lord to magnify his name. God's almighty presence, he felt no sense of shame. The oil of gladness flowed that day and quickened every part. He hadn't only dancing feet, he had a dancing heart. Oh, the Holy Ghost will set your heart a-dancing. The Holy Ghost will thrill you through and through. The Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing and set your heart a-dancing too. Out of Egypt long ago the Israelites were led by a mighty miracle, they were heaven fed. Through the Red Sea they were brought, the water stood apart, and God, his sister Miriam, a dance out in her heart. Oh, the Holy Ghost will set your heart a-dancing. The Holy Ghost will thrill you through and through. The Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing. Set your heart a-dancing too. There was celebration upon the Red Sea shore. Timbrels rang, desert sands became a dancing floor. People sang and praised God, and it made the gloom depart. And what a dance of love and joy, a deep down in their heart. Oh, the Holy Ghost will set your heart a-dancing. The Holy Ghost will thrill you through and through. Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing and set your heart a-dancing too. The prodigal was far away, wandering out in sin. He came back to Father's house and Father took him in. He put a robe upon his son, the merriment did start. The prodigal got dancing shoes to match his dancing heart. Oh, the Holy Ghost will set your heart a-dancing. The Holy Ghost will thrill you through and through. The Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing and set your heart a-dancing too. The Father's house with music rang to welcome home the Son. Wine was flowing full and free, misery was gone. The elder brother looking on complained it wasn't fair. He hadn't got a dancing heart like all the others there. Oh, the Holy Ghost will set your heart a-dancing. The Holy Ghost will thrill you through and through. The Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing and set your heart a-dancing too. Many saints are cold and bound by unbelief today. They want the blessings of the Lord, but worry what men say. Oh, let the Lord have full control, forget tradition's part, and he will set you free within. You'll have a dancing heart. Oh, the Holy Ghost will set your heart a-dancing. The Holy Ghost will thrill you through and through. The Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing. Set your heart a-dancing too. Now in the Bible we can read that in the latter days, men would leave their first love and turn to carnal ways. The true-born saints of Jesus, with the bridegroom set apart, are waiting for his coming with a joyful dancing heart. Oh, the Holy Ghost will set your heart a-dancing. The Holy Ghost will thrill you through and through. Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing and set your heart a-dancing too.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's a unique song, is it not?
Amen.
The Dancing Heart.
John went to pray.
is what Peter did say. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He went walking and leaping and praising God. Walking and leaping and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Love, peace, and joy do I bring. If in your life I am king. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and sing. We are standing and singing and praising God. Standing and singing and praising God. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and sing. Love, peace, and joy do I bring. If in your life I am king. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and sing. We are standing and singing and praising God. Standing and singing and praising God. Name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and sing. Peter and John went to pray. They met a lame man on the way. He asked for alms and held out his palms. And this is what Peter did say. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He went walking and leaping and praising God. Walking and leaping and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Love, peace, and joy do I bring. If in your life I am king. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and sing. We are standing and singing and praising God. Standing and singing and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and sing.
Amen.
Think about, put yourself in the shoes or the place of that man that was healed. His whole life, that's all he knew, was not being able to walk. I mean, we can imagine how much joy he had. He was screaming at the top of his lungs. He was dancing. I mean, he was just carrying on. And he didn't care who was looking at him, because he was saying,
amen,
I have been touched. Silver and gold have I none. But I give you something else. Money comes and goes, but the healing, wow.
Hallelujah.
When trouble surrounds us and evils come, the body grows weak and the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. God sends us his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. God sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had some, but he wasn't forgotten. God sent him his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white. God sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Jesus went down to the water that day, he baptized him. sent His Son. He sent Him His love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. God sends His pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. God sends His pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove.
Amen.
To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask is to be like Him. All through life's journey, from birth to glory, all I ask is to be like Him. To be like You, Lord, to be like You, Lord, all I ask is to be like You. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask is to be like You. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask is to be like Him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask is to be like Him. To be like You, Lord, to be like You, Lord, all I ask is to be like You. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask is to be like You. To be like You, Lord, to be like You, Lord, all I ask is to be like You. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask is to be like You.
Amen.
I come to the garden. Joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks and the sound of His voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that He gave to me within my heart is ringing. Walks with me and He talks with me and He tells me I am His own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with Him, though the night around me be falling, but He bids me go through the voice of calling, and He walks with
Christianity is about a relationship. That's what Adam and Eve, they lost in the Garden of Eden, where God would come and walk with them, and talk with them every day. Our next song is Commune with Me.
Between the wings of the cherubim, I worship. with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say, I am strong in the strength.
Lord, you are hiding place. You shall preserve us from trouble. You shall compass us about with songs of deliverance. Praise your holy name. You are a strong habitation whereto we can continually resort. For you have given a commandment to save us. For you are a rock and a fortress. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are a hiding place. Hallelujah. One thing will I desire from the Lord. One thing will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple, to visit his temple. Hallelujah. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He will set me upon the rock. Oh, praise his holy name. We have a hiding place. We have a place to resort in the time of trouble. He is a strong habitation. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. You are security. You are assurance. You are God, and in you will we trust. Praise your holy name. What a mighty God we serve. What a wonderful Savior, what a blessed Redeemer, what a mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. His name is Lord. He is the healer of our bodies. He is the Savior of our souls. He is the Holy Ghost baptizer. everybody ought to know. We want to thank you today that we humble ourselves before you. We humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift us up. We praise your holy name. Praise his holy name. And Lord, we ask you today to have it your way. Not our will, but thy will be done. We thank you for moving today in the midst of us in such a mighty way. Thank you that everyone will be touched today and no one will be left untouched. We thank you, Lord, for moving and touching the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Give him the anointing. Give him the freedom to preach. Let it be joy unspeakable and full of joy in his heart, we pray in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Touch everyone that gives a testimony today, we pray, and your name be glorified. Hallelujah. Let it be a glorious day and a day of victory, we pray, and a day of celebration and a day of excitement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For great is our God and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. For he is a hiding place. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his holy name. As we are about to receive this offering, God is our God that shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He is Jehovah Jireh, he is our provider. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. He is the reward of them that diligently seek him. He is the one that was and is to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the day out of what he has given us, let us give to the work of the Lord. Let us give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. And God will make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the provider, for being a source, for being everything to us, for giving us joy unspeakable and full of glory. And we want to thank you today. Oh, Lord, we praise you. We love you, Lord. And we want to give you all the praise today, all the glory, all the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen. Amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses his people to finance his work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that his people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
I want to share with you a card that we got this week. And this is from Norman. You remember him? He was here last week. Been with us for about 10 days. And he wrote this. I want to thank you very much for all that you have done for me. I thank you for taking so much time and for your patience with me. Thank you for letting me stay in your home and for telling me to use everything. Please tell all the others in the church as well. Thank you for Martin. And he said especially Joanne Soteris. He said a special greeting to you. Thank you for all your love. I pray that God wants you to, for that, and I pray God rewards you for that many times more. Love, Martin. So praise the Lord. Nice card. All right, we got a few prayer requests here that we want to take care of. Our German team is starting a very difficult deliverance this coming week, Monday. So we are going to pray for them to be greatly anointed, that the power of God shall fall on the man they are praying for. So praise God, we do deliverance in Europe also. We need to uphold Martin from Switzerland, that he'll be able to hold on to his deliverance he received in Sacramento a week ago. Satan is contesting him, and we need to undergird him in prayer. Ina Terrell, my wife, is in the middle of an aggressive program to kill out the cancer in her body. Please pray that God will use this program to heal her and restore her to full health. It is very taxing on her body. Tim Chola is back in Sacramento from his trip to see his family on the East Coast. Let us pray today that God will continue to heal his body and to give him a job. Much prayer is needed for next Sunday, January 15, when Scott Lively is coming to preach a resurrection life of Jesus Church. And Scott is going to take on the worldwide homo mafia. The shock troops of the coming Antichrist. We need some prayer for that. Our bookkeeper presented a year-end figure for 2011 for our ministry. This was last year. Our income for 2011 was down $36,000 from what we had in 2010. That's a hit we took last year, $36,000. This was a drop of some 32%, which explained why we could not pay taxes for 2011 and full salaries to our people. There were many other things we had to cut back in 2011 in order to stay afloat. Let us pray for a miracle in a downturn economy, that God, despite all the bad news in the world, will increase our funding. And we are getting approximately 60% of our income comes from the church, and about 40% comes from people outside the church. And we need to up. If you are listening to me and you like a ministry but you are not a giver, then we will ask you to consider helping us out, because we need your help, because we need to increase our donor base. And then finally, the price of oil rose last week by $2.73 per barrel and ended up at $101.56. In the middle of the week, the price has risen close to $104 per barrel. The reason for the spike is the Iranian threat to close down a shipping lane to the Persian Gulf. At the same time, the U.S. is calling for tougher sanctions on Iran, and the Japanese, Chinese, and European nations are cutting back on buying oil from Iran. Saudi Arabia is stepping in by increasing its production to make up for the loss of oil from Iran. All of this is a chess game by the world government, which is trying to break Iran in order to take pressure off Israel. If the Iranian would try to close down the shipping going through the Persian Gulf, it would be a gift to the world government, that then would have the excuse of ordering the U.S. to attack Iran and destroy their nuclear program. Much prayer is needed in this matter. These are the prayer requests. Prayer warriors, come on up.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that we received today, and we pray for ourselves and those of us listening, that we would all have a strong desire to get into the Word more and more, and to realize the hunger that you put in us for the truth. We pray that we would also be emboldened with faith to trust your word and to step out and not be intimidated, but to boldly take the stand that you intend for us to be. Lord, we pray for this church to be the church that you want us to be, in Jesus' name.
Father God, we lift up the sermon next Sunday that's going to be preached here, and we thank you, Father God, that you will prepare him, the speaker, Scott Lively. We thank you, Father God, that the flyers that go out this week will be far and wide, and we will have a huge success, Lord, because we know that this is Antichrist program. And we come against every evil spirit out there of perversion and homosexuality, and we put you on notice that the door is going to be opened on you next week, and that the light is going to shine. And so we thank you, Father God, that there's going to be a great prophet come from this meeting, that people will understand how wicked this situation is and how detrimental it is to society, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that it will be a great battle to push the enemy back. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now. We lift up Tim to you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you brought him back safely, Lord. And Lord, that his family will be blessed, Lord God, back on the East Coast. But Lord, right now, Lord, he is in need, Lord. And Lord, we lift him up to you right and we pray, Lord, that he would just trust you right now for his job. And Lord, and to heal his body, Lord God. You said you were our healer, Jehovah Rapha. And Lord, we stand on your word today, Lord God, that you will heal him. And Lord, that you bring him that job, not just any job, but you bring him that job that his heart desires. Lord, that he'll be able to provide, Lord. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
First of all, I want to lay a little groundwork for my prayer. Lay some, almost like John does a sermon, except it won't be as long. But so you'll understand the depth of this prayer and where it comes from. So here's the background. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. We all know that from basic physics. So right now, there are people who are not making as much money and therefore not supporting, even though they may wish to, as they did in the past. By like token, every day through my computer comes evidence of people who are making more money than they've ever made in their life during these times. You simply have to get on the right side of the equation. When the New World Order manipulates, as they do from time to time, whether it be oil, whether it be this or that, you get on the right side of them and get into a market or a business that is prospering while others are not. Because money is never just lost, it just changes hands. So, with that, Heavenly Father, I ask you to touch the hearts and minds of those people who are benefiting from this church and from Pastor Terrell's messages and the music. Show them ways that they can change their life. They can realize that when one door is closed, another is opened. If the front door doesn't work, try the back door. Change their business concepts. But most of all, be devoid of all fear, as what Pastor taught about today, and step out and trust God that he will prosper you while others are falling apart who don't know the word of God. I'd also ask God to touch the hearts of those people who may have an idea, maybe they have some suggestions for us, not to be timid, but to contact Pastor Terrell or Charles and offer those suggestions. Also, Lord God, I touch the hearts of those people who know people of wealth that are supporting other ministries, that they would include our ministry as well. So that's my prayer, Lord God. Touch the hearts of those, turn this thing around, and prosper us that we might send the word out throughout the world that people are hungered for, and very hungry for. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I ask you to help me to pray according to your will about Ina Torel. Then I want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for showing me how to pray. First of all, I want to mention this, that Ina Torel is one of the prayer warriors, has been a prayer warrior in this church for many years. And not only that, but she's praying through people. She's praying until she will see results. Amen. And now she has a need. And we want each and every person in this body here and those that are watching us through the internet to stretch forth your hands towards here, towards the altar. Stretch your hands forth. And we pray, O Lord, for a mighty move of your Holy Spirit upon Ina Torel. Let his resurrection power come upon her right now, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, and bring a healing, a restoration. Let the cancer die and be ejected out of her body right now in the name of Jesus. And let there be new cells. Healthy cells, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And thank you for praying that this healing will be manifested in Ina Torel's life, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for answering our prayers, and thank you for moving and healing her completely, thoroughly, and showing also her heart and line it up with the Word of God. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord God, that you've made. Father, we have a grave issue in the world with the oil prices and how high we're paying for fuel, and we know that it doesn't need to be this way. So, Lord God, I come to you, and I pray, and I ask you to please intervene on this situation of oil and get these prices to drop. And the best way to do that is to have faith. Trust in you that you are going to take care of the situations and back it up with your word. And as the pastor spoke today about Ephesians, we back this word with your word. In Ephesians 6:12-13, it says, "There hath no temptation making you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." Lord God, we need to use your scripture more in everything that we do and say, and that we need to trust that you are going to take care of things on this earth and make them better. So we come against the devil, his demons, and all demonic forces, Lord God, to try and come up against us as Christians. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we want to give you the praise and glory and honor for the deliverance that's going to take place in Germany. There's nothing too difficult for you. And we pray that they all fast that are involved, that they fast and pray. and it'll come out your perfection, and they need not have any worries about it. And we pray for them that you give them the great anointing, and that your power is going to fall on everyone, but that it's going to be wonderful. And the 16-week follow-up after the deliverance, the person will know that they've been delivered. They'll be able to live it. And their lives will change because you're there and you're going to do the change and you're going to do the deliverance through these people. And we thank you and praise you, Father, that they have the courage that they heard you to do this. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to lift up Martin from Switzerland to you. Heavenly Father, we just want to, together, all of us, we want to come against the working of Satan, Father God. And we bind the strongholds or any demonic forces that would come against him to make him doubt his deliverance, give him doubt or give him fear of losing his salvation, Heavenly Father. And Heavenly Father, we bind and chain those demons and cast them into prison by your holy angels and for them to be held there until the day of judgment. Nothing can hinder that man. And Heavenly Father, we pray that his faith will grow, Father God. Let him draw close to you and let his faith grow in you. And not in people. People will fail you, emotions will fail you, and your feelings will fail you. But you would never fail us, Father God. Let him see that. Let that be a revelation to him, Father God, as you deal with him, let him draw close to you, Father God, in all things and in all ways, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we'll lift up Eric from Canada, Sweden, to you right now. And I thank you, Father God, that you will minister to him, Lord, as he has his finances in order, Father God, and divided up with his ex-wife in Sweden. We pray, Lord, it will be a fair deal, that, Lord, it will be a good deal for the children, that, Father God, it will be done quickly so that they can move on with their lives, Lord. And we thank you for that, Father God. And we just praise you right now. That you're going to help Eric in this matter. And Lord, you know that not only California, but also in Nevada and other places, Father God, here on the West Coast, we are in a drought right now. And Father God, if it is man-made or if it is a judgment of you, Lord, we're going to ask for mercy from you, Father, that you will shift the winds, Father God, that those winds will be shifted, Father God, the jet streams, so that, Lord, we will have what we should have in this season. And we thank you, Lord, you can fill up our reservoirs in 1 week. But we ask you, Father God, for a gentle rain with no flood, Lord, like you gave us last year. Yes. Father God, as a nation, we don't deserve it. But we ask you for grace, and you have people. Father God, we are saved, and the others put on us. And we ask for our sake, and for those that are to be saved, that you give us rain. So people can see. They prayed at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church in other places, and it rained. And we thank you for that. Thank you now, Father God, every prayer now is on the altar. And Father God, the smoke is going up. And in due time, every prayer here today shall be answered. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a couple minutes for testimonies. I've got a quick testimony. We did this job this past couple weeks, and we needed dry weather to get it done and warm enough temperatures, and God gave us that. And I prayed for it, and he gave it to us. Also, when we got into the job, we started seeing conditions that were worse than we anticipated, and we asked for a change order. And when it comes to change orders on the job, you know, they don't have to give them to you. But I prayed and believed that we would get it. And we had to wait for the deputy director to come back and make the decision. So I told my son, I said, just keep on going, do the extra work, and we're going to believe that we will get the change order. So on Thursday, I spoke with the guy. Change orders approved. And we got it. And that was truly God's hand. And so I'm really blessed by that. And we have an ample amount of work going on. It's hard to even keep up with it. So that's in this economy. And that's God's hands. And I know people that can't seem to find nothing to do. But they just, the same people I'm talking about, they don't want to, you know, go God's way either. So, now, I had a little story also I'll share, and it's kind of amusing, but I asked God for, give me analogies, you know, to some of these things that happen. So, this morning, my wife says to me, have you been outside this morning? Are you tracking anything in on the floor? I said, no, I'm barefooted. I haven't gone outside at all. So we have a wood floor down our hallway, and you can see these little black marks, you know. And so I said, I don't know, must be the dog, you know. The dog's tracking something in. So, you know, she checked the dog's feet, you know. And, but we kind of blamed it on the dog anyway. And then, she checks her shoes and, can't find, she cleans the bottom of her shoes, you know, she switched shoes. And, as far as I mean, I'm not even really thinking about it. And I said to the dog, look there, you know, we concluded that it was her shoes. And I said to the dog, you know, look there, you got blamed for what she did. And so then a little while later, she's, I'm walking up and down, you know, in the house, and there's more tracks on the floor. And she's there cleaning again, you know, these little black spots off the floor. And then she's, I'm walking by, and she says, well, let me see your feet. So I lift up my foot, man, and I got something stuck to the bottom of my foot. I don't know what it is, and I don't want to know what it is. But I had, so here I was the culprit. And so she was already there with a rag cleaning the floor again. So she cleaned my foot for me too. But the analogy that came to me right away was, you know, you might be blaming somebody else, and you might be the culprit. You might be making tracks everywhere when you think somebody else is. So I thought that was quite amusing. Okay, Irene, do you have a testimony?
Good morning. You know, when you talk about testimonies, I don't know if I have, if it's a testimony, but it's something that kind of bear witness with the message today for me. And I thought I'd just share this. I was... the Lord was talking to me about knowing Him. And, of course, in the book of Ephesians, we know in the first chapter that Paul prayed that the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, that we receive that spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of Jesus. So we are still in that book and in the epistle of Ephesians. But the Lord was talking to me about knowing Him in the power of His resurrection. And another thing is that this is a church. call, you know, the resurrection life of Jesus. So I thought I would share this with you because it's so fresh in my heart. Jesus talked to the disciples many times that he will be die and then he will rise up on the third day. And it went over their head. They did not know that about him. They were with him, but they did not understand this. And then even after he died, in Luke 24, it says, when they come to the stone that was rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord. And it came to pass, as they were perplexed, they were still perplexed, there about, behold, two men stood with a shining garment about, and they said, why you seek the living among the dead? And they say to him, Jesus told them, you will meet with him. So they have already gained a witness that Jesus is alive and he is risen. He is alive today. And then, of course, Jesus came to them again on the way of Emmaus when they were walking, and he revealed himself to them. And when those two men went to see the disciples, they told them they have seen the Lord. And the disciples, they could not accept that. They were still not able to believe that he is risen. He is alive. And I guess knowing the power of his resurrection is so vital for us today as it was in those days. And Jesus then personally came to them after they witnessed that they saw him in the road of Emmaus. And they said, he opened our eyes to see that he is real, that he's risen from the dead. So when Jesus appeared to them again, and he said, touch me, I am the one. And I was just thinking about that, and I said, Lord, can we believe in you as a risen Savior right now, where we are the same, but risen, able to do, alive? Is not the gods that they are praying, is the living, resurrected Lord. How much do we really believe that he is alive right now with us, just as real as he showed them himself to all those who did not believe? We have the word that help us to believe. That's why it's so important to read it and know and pray that we will know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of the suffering. And I believe in that verse, the fellowship of his suffering is what he went through to make us know him in the power of his resurrection and with him stand in the power of his resurrection. Amen. Amen.
Okay, Bob.
You know, once in a while it's important that everyone knows that this church is not just a stern by the word, do this, do that, but it's a fun place as well. So this is for everyone that's here that perhaps wasn't in the church 15, 16 years ago. And for all you people out there, has to do with Pastor Terrell. I hope you were here during the music today, because Charles threw a real good curve into it, because he put a set of music, a song up, two actually, that 15 years ago, Dora and I were doing the praise music. And we did this thing about, and he went walking and leaping and praising God. Well, this stern Swedish pastor that you see up here pounding away thumped the Bible today too. Did you see that? It was a Bible thumper. Well, we looked down and he was up there doing some kind of a Swedish whatever, you know, a Holy Spirit Swede thing. So we said, wow, How can we do this again? So a couple of 3 weeks later, we sat down, we wrote that second verse that wasn't there before. You know, the second verse of that, Dora and I wrote that real fast. So we said, well, we'll be up there a little longer and maybe it'll happen again. So I'm just sorry that we didn't have video in those days, because you guys could realize that Pastor Terrell, he's not only a pastor and a wonderful guy and an all man and all the other things I'm supposed to say before, but he's got a sense of humor too. Takes a while, because Swedes are cold, you know, they come from a cold country, and so it takes a while to warm up. But anyway, so the next week or so, we did that song again, where we added that second verse about stand up and sing. We figured, well, we do one each, maybe twice, and that'll maybe give enough time for a Swede to warm up a little bit. So I have a tape on this. Too bad it's not a video. I have ran to it not long ago. An audio tape of that day when Dora and I were doing the music. So we're really hitting it, boy. And we looked down, and Pastor John, believe it or not, of course he was younger then, he was up there doing the Swedish Holy Ghost dance. And we start to laugh, you know, we had to pick it back up and get ourselves back on track and finish it up. But too bad you didn't see that. But if you'd have been able to, if Joe or whoever's running a camera would have put it on Pastor Terrell earlier, you would have seen him from the back. And I wasn't doing good enough for him, so he reached over and gave me a smack on the shoulder, so I just a little bit more. So you don't want to sit next to Pastor John, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so let you know that we're all human here. We're not just a bunch of stern people that you may think. Now to the point. I don't have the... It's Ephesians. I think it's the last one, Joe, about the sword. Yeah, the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. So that's the one I want to talk about now. It's the last one in chapter 6, I think. It's close to it. Anyway, you heard it earlier. But this is another testimony that really struck me when I was sitting there today. Years ago, we went to a church. The pastor was Japanese. And about the fourth time we went there, it was... Armed Forces Day or whatever. So we went there, and Larry was in his second lieutenant's uniform from Vietnam. And Bill, you know about how long the life expectancy was for second lieutenants in Vietnam. So Larry was a combat veteran, and he was really a preacher, too. Normally, he was all over the place. But this time, he was right behind this big pulpit, and that was unusual for him. I thought, well, this was going on. But he was preaching on Ephesians 6. And when he got to the part about, he said, this is something you'll never forget, that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And he had behind his pulpit a huge broadsword, like from the Middle Ages, almost as tall as he was. He pulls it out, and he said, you'll never forget that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And he takes that thing and goes, boom! Right into the wood platform, and it goes wobble, wobble, wobble. I almost stood up and said, my kind of guy, you know. Well, I've never forgot that. So when I read that in Ephesians, I always see Larry taking that thing and going, boom, on the floor. No, that's a little humor for you, David. It's also a very important thing to remember that the word of God is more powerful, you know. It's alive and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, and so forth. We heard that again. All right, that's it from me. Bye.
I didn't see Pastor John punch you today, so that was good. It made me laugh. Yeah. I want to say also on that change order that we got, the devil came to me and said, you're not going to get that. Do you know what I mean? These voices. And I kept saying, we already have it. That's what the battle, I had to carry that out in my mind and speak it. We already have it. It's a foregone conclusion. It is ours. And that is exactly what manifested. So, okay, any more testimonies? So I'm going to close. Father God, thank you for this day, for many wonderful blessings. Thank you for that good time that we had during the song service, Lord. It was fun. And we were able to praise you with joy, and I think that you enjoyed looking at your kids. And I thank you, Father, for our many blessings. We lift up that service to you next week. And we thank you, Father God, that the house will be filled. And it's going to be a great day. I thank you for a good, strong week for each one of us. That you would bless us as we go about and do what we do. We thank you for overseeing us. We thank you for giving us wisdom, knowledge. Empower us. Let us do more than the average man this week. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Song that you gave to me, you are the song that I sing. You are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody, you are the harmony. Praises to you will I bring. You are Almighty God, you are the Lord of lords, you are the King of all kings. The song that you gave to me, you are the song that I sing. You are the song that I sing.